This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Did you guys see Phil Mickelson? He wants to do the match three now. He wants to do this as a permanent thing now. Because they had the first match, then they had matched, you know, the first match was just Tiger and Phil, okay? And that was but this one was actually kind of fun when you add Brady and Peyton Manning to the mix. Now, here's the thing that I have, my issue with all of this is, the TMZ story says, could Michael Jordan be the next legend to hit iron shots with Phil Mickelson against Tiger Woods? The lefty sure as hell wouldn't mind seeing it because Phil says he's trying to make the match an annual event now, hoping to get guys like MJ, Steph Curry to participate. He goes, I think you could showcase guys like Steph and Michael and Tony Romo or Patrick Mahomes, who are all good golfers, elite talents, and have great personalities, Mickelson told the LA Times. Match two was a wild success over the weekend. Those personalities are going to come out with this event, or you could have someone who loves the game and is competitive but is really entertaining, like Larry David and Bill Murray. I think that could shine. I love this idea. And I said it on Monday that I want more of these because I love what it brings to the table. There's only one part of this story that I'm going to tell you would suck. Okay, Michael Jordan. It would be a thing. We would love it, all of that. Michael Jordan doesn't have any personality publicly. He doesn't bring it. He didn't bring it like in the documentary. It was more about his response to certain questions and things like that that they were prodding and trying to find out about his life and all that. So he talked about it. And I'm sure Michael can talk some smack on the court or on the course privately. But it's, you know what it's like? I'll give you an example. And this one's a little blasphemous on my part that I'm going to say this. But I got to say it because I'm brutally honest. And, you know, and he's my boy. And I love him to death. Dan Marino is the guy you want to hang around with at a sports bar, have a beer, and BS with off the air. In the middle of a game, he's probably intense and, you know, he's willing to rip people. But when you put him in a public-like setting, he clams up. And he's conservative and he doesn't go all out. And his broadcast career lasted as long as it did because he's Dan Marino, because he's good looking, but not because he was actually pulling a Charles Barkley, dropping some incredible insight, he never really did that. He was kind of blah when he was on the air. I hate to say it, but I got to be honest. And Dan never really pushed any envelopes when he was on the air. He never ripped into coaches that were wrong or GMs that were wrong or if players were wrong. You know, it was like when he was a player. You might have seen him ripping somebody on the field. But then when Dan got to the press conference, he never ripped anybody. He never threw anybody under the bus. He was super, he took the high road every single time. No matter how bad it might have been, even with Jimmy, he took the high road. And that's great in the sense of being a man and a professional and all of that. But as an entertainer, as a broadcaster, it's suicide. And Dan wasn't great television. He was great television to watch, but as an analyst, he was just a guy. For a guy that was great as a player, he was just a guy as a broadcaster. And to me, Michael Jordan is the same guy. Behind the scenes, no cameras, no reporters. You're going to have a blast with Michael Jordan and Dan Marino because they can be themselves and they're comfortable. But then you bring in the camera and the reporter, and Michael Jordan and Dan Marino clam up. And they're not going to open up, and they're not going to be colorful. And so to me, Michael Jordan would not really be that good. It's kind of, Tom Brady's a stiff also. Tom Brady doesn't have much personality. You brought some of it out because of Barkley brought it out of him. But really, it was Phil Mickelson and Peyton Manning carrying the whole thing because Tiger's the same way. You probably could get Tiger in a corner somewhere, have a couple drinks with him, and, you know, maybe he'll let a bunch of F-bombs fly and have some fun. Then when he comes in front of a camera, Tiger, boring, clams up. Some guys are like that. It's not a knock on Marino. It's not a knock on Jordan. It's not a knock on Tiger Woods. They're all great in their own way, but they're really not great television for the entertainment purposes outside of their talents. Yeah, you want to watch Marino play. You don't watch Tom Brady play. You don't watch Tiger Woods play. But you don't want any of them trying to entertain you on television. Not going to happen. So I love the Steph Curry one. Steph Curry will definitely give you color, bro. Okay? Peyton Manning, tons of color. I love that. Tony Romo will be also colorful. Michael Jordan, he's not going to bring it, bro. It's just a matter of watching Michael play golf and all that, but really, you know, it's, if you look at the Tom Brady thing, it only worked out because of the other guys and Charles Barkley. But if that event had to be covered personality-wise by Brady and Tiger Woods, oh, forget it, bro. It's over. Done. So I love Mickelson's idea, but I just think that you got to do it the right way with the right people, and you've got to use people that are characters. If you're going to put somebody out there, put a character out there. Michael Jordan, Dan Marino, Tiger Woods, not characters. They're just not.